kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kamakailan lamang gumawa ng kasaysayan ng isang Pinay na tubong Cavite bilang kauna-unahang Filipino language instructor sa Harvard University sa Amerika. Isa ito sa mga patunay na nananatiling makabuluhan ng pagpapahalaga sa ating kultura at wika sa kabila ng malawakang pag-usbong ng teknolohiya. Samantala, para naman sa mga komunidad ng mga Filipino sa Australia, ito ay isang hamon at hangarin na mas maipakilala pa ang ating lengguwahe, lalo na sa mga Pilipinong dito na isinilang. Ito ang naging layunin ni Jade Cadelina, isang Filipino-Australian nang kanyang itatag ang The Filipino Saturday School noong 2016 at inorganisa kamakailan lamang ang isang aktibidad para sa mga nais matuto ng wikang Filipino at baybayin script o sinaunang paraan ng pagsusulat.
The objective of this basic Tagalog was to introduce to individuals who are non-speakers, non-Tagalog speakers, and who have basic knowledge of Tagalog, and to Filipino Australians who want to explore the heritage. We have adults, young children of high school age or primary school age who were born or raised in Australia and have Filipino parents. You know, they never had the opportunity to learn the language and culture. Mark and I started to learn Tagalog and Bayan script last 24th. Of August, and our second in-person lesson was Friday, 15th September. With the support of Blacktown City Library, we were able to book a community room to use to run these lessons.
Kaagapay ni Jade sa aktibidad na ito si Mark Ong, isang Filipino graduate ng Master in Linguistics mula sa University of Sydney. Nagsimulang lumago ang kanyang interes sa baybayin noong kasagsagan ng pandemya at ginawa niya itong paksa para sa isa sa kanyang mga proyekto sa universidad.
When I moved here to take my Master's in Linguistics at the University of Sydney, one of our units of study was called Language and Identity. So we had to do a final project in relation to language as a tool for fostering or cultivating one's cultural identity. And narealize ko na parang, okay, so we have Tagalog classes, we have like language classes, dance classes, cooking classes, pero parang walang nagtuturo ng baybayin. Tapos sabi ko, that's kind of strange because it's you know, it's part of our culture, our collective multicultural heritage. It's one of our ancient scripts. Hindi lang siya yung nag-iisa. Marami pa tayong mga ancient scripts. And fairly easy to learn. Tapos meron na siyang some revivalists are making iOS keyboards, tapos mga fonts. So sabi ko, why aren't we doing anything to teach them? So ang ginawa ko, parang as part of my project, gumawa ko ng workbook for baybayin and I collaborated with the Filipino Saturday School.
Ayon sa Commission on the Filipino Language sa Pilipinas, ang baybayin script ay isa sa mga sinaunang sistema ng pagsusulat na ginamit ng ating mga ninuno bago pa sakupin ng mga Kastila ang Pilipinas. Ngunit sa paglipas ng mga dekada, ito ay unti-unti nang nawala sa kamalayan ng nakararami.
It was declared the national writing system of the Philippines under House Bill 1022 in 2018. But I realized that there wasn't a lot of promotion. There wasn't a lot of, like, you know, there were no textbooks being printed. There were very few classes. I mean, there are some, like, revivalists, cultural activists, na ginagawa nila talaga yun to promote. Pero on a larger scale, wala siya talaga. Kasi yung baybayin, no, it evolved from many different Brahmic script. Ang Pilipinas talaga, we have a very multicultural identity. So yung pagkakakilanan natin talagang nanggaling-galing yan sa hindi lang sa mga katutubo, mga iba't ibang mga lahi na dumaan sa Pilipinas, hindi man sa trade, sa kolonisasyon. And one of them was, we have a lot of Indian influences and one of them is baybayin. Like yung mga scripts natin. Marami pa tayong mga ibang scripts pero sadly they're dying. Yung mga hanunoo ng mga Mangyan sa Mindoro, may sarili silang sulat. Tapos yung, if I believe, yung mga Kapampangan, may kulitan sila, which is also very distinct pero quite related to baybayin. Nag-die out siya nung colonial period. doon siya parang nagsimula na hindi na siya ginagamit. Tapos we started using the Latin alphabet in favor of baybayin.
Ayon sa datos mula sa Australian Bureau of Statistics, may mahigit 50,000 katao ang naitalang nag-aaral ng wikang Filipino sa mga paaralan at institusyong pang-edukasyon sa bansa noong 2021. Ito ang nagsisilbing tulay para sa mga Filipino-Australian na mapanatili ang koneksyon sa ating mga kababayan sa Pilipinas. Dahil napansin ang pagdami ng bilang ng mga Pinoy sa Australia, lalo na sa isang suburb sa New South Wales, itinatag ni Jade ang The Filipino Saturday School.
The Filipino Saturday School, we started in 2016. We started because more and more Filipinos were moving to Western Sydney, especially in the Blacktown area. We started in 2016 with the help of Blacktown City Library and people from the members of the Filipino community. Even though more than half of Blacktown's residents were born in Australia, almost 12% are from India, 6.4% are from the Philippines. I have the numbers here from Multicultural Advisory Committee. Based on the last census, there were 25,292 people who were born in the Philippines living in the Blacktown local government area.
Naging inspirasyon ni na Mark at Jade ang kasabihan mula sa ating pambansang bayani na si Dr. Jose Rizal. Ang hindi marunong lumingon sa pinanggalingan ay hindi makakarating sa paroroonan.
I love history. I read a lot of books about history, the Roman Empire, the Chinese Empire, the Mayan Empire, and the burning of the Mayan manuscripts, the language that were lost through conquest, colonizations, yeah, the loss of 1,000 years of innovations by indigenous cultures. To me, language is what ties us to our communities, lets people from other countries know we're Filipino. It's a big part of who we are, where we're from. Language helps us understand our past, our present, and what could happen in the future. I mean, if we don't know our history, we won't have a roadmap for what's ahead. It's important that we pass on our language to the next generation because, one, it decodes the past and our culture.
Base sa parehong census na isinagawa ng Australian Bureau of Statistics noong 2016, umaabot ng 67,000 na Pinoy ang naitalang nagsasalita ng wikang Filipino sa loob ng kanilang tahanan. Kung ikukumpara ito sa populasyon ng mga Filipino rito sa Australia na mahigit 300,000 katao, katumbas nito ay mahigit 20% lamang ng mga Pinoy.
Kasi napapansin ko talaga na karamihan sa mga ano natin, no, mga kababayan natin sa diaspora, hindi na sila masyado bihasa sa kanilang mga wika, or siguro hindi na nila tinuturo sa mga anak nila because of many, many different factors. No? Ako nga bilang, ano, bilang Manileño, na take for granted ko rin, tinik for granted ko rin yung Tagalog. Tagalog is my native language. Tapos isa akong Chinoy, so Hokkien is also my ancestral language. Nung siguro growing up, tapos kasama mo pa yung mga taong na medyo mas English-speaking, na-influence ako na parang, oh, you have to be really good in speaking English, kailangan ganito.
Hinihikayat ni Mark ang mga kababayan na mas kilalanin at tangkilikin ang ating kultura, wika at kasaysayan.
So it doesn't matter if you learn Tagalog, Bisaya, Ilocano, or just try to reconnect with your roots, dito mo makikita na, oh, our heritage is very, very rich, very diverse. We really have to give a lot of importance to it. Saka makikita mo naman sa mga iba't ibang mga communities dito sa Australia, no? They really value their culture. Sabi ko, why not tayo rin? So for those who want to reconnect with their culture, mga lalo na sa mga diaspora, for those na who want to learn the language again, to learn baybayin, it's never too late. Kasi this is not only your identity, but it is your source of power as well. Kasi ito talaga yung pagkakakilanlan mo, ito yung pagkakakilanlan ng mga ninuno mo. So kung saan man ka pumunta, hindi nila yan, parang they can't take it, they can't take that away from you. So never, it's never too late to reconnect with your culture, to start learning something new. And who knows, in the future, it's going to spread like what the other communities are doing with their cultures.
Patuloy na isinusulong ni na Jade at Mark ang wikang Filipino at baybayin sa pamamagitan ng kanilang aktibidad na unang ginanap noong Agosto at nakaraang linggo. Plano nilang magsagawa pa ng ilang sesyon sa mga susunod na buwan.
keep an eye on the Filipino Saturday School. Visit our website, the filipinosaturdayschool.com.au and Eventbrite. And we'll also be running a Zoom for adult learners. It's also to accommodate all the regional adults who want to learn the Tagalog language, who don't have access to a local in-person Tagalog school. So yeah, that's what's coming up. Just keep an eye on our website, Facebook, and Eventbrite.
Ivy Karasi para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.